Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mr. Gumede, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my elder. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Sanala. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's been one of those tough days, but we soldier on.
Yeah, we soldier on, man. We soldier on. Well, it is this time of the day. At least we're going to be wrapping up the day in a few hours.
Yep, now and we're looking forward to it.
Definitely. Now, we today talking about the secret of growth through fellowship. And we move on to this guide today after having deeply studied the subject of baptism. And we know that, baptism is just the beginning. And so today is an intro to the idea of growth of the newly baptized. Now, my elder, do tell us the story of Brother Andrew as shared in this lesson.
Yeah, no, thanks, my elder. It's a very beautiful story of Brother Andrew. And the story happens, back before there was freedom to practice Christianity in Romania, and I suspect in other parts of Europe. So there's a man from the Netherlands who is this Brother Andrew we were talking about, who managed to smuggle Bibles across the Romanian border. I think he had relationships with some communist guards. And he checked into a hotel, and he was really praying and hoping that God would lead him to some Christian groups in the area. So that he could then share the copies of the Bibles that he had with him. So that weekend, he then checked in and went and engaged the hotel clerk. And, to find out, look, where could he find some churches, in which direction he should go? And, considering the situation at the time, the clerk looked at him and said, look, hey, you know what? I don't think, you'll find a lot, because we don't have a lot of Christian churches around. But over and above that, language will be a barrier. And then Andrew was like, don't you know? We as Christians, there's a universal language we speak. And the clerk curiously asked, what language is that? And Andrew responded and said, it's agape. And the clerk said, look, I've never heard of it. And Andrew said, look, it's a beautiful language. It's the most beautiful language in the world. So through his search, Brother Andrew was then able to locate several church groups in the area, and was able to arrange meetings with one of the presidents and secretaries for one of them. So now, although Andrew and these men, the secretary and the president, they knew several European languages, unfortunately, they didn't have any of the languages in common. Mm-hmm. So they sat for a bit looking at each other across the room, and you can think, Brother Andrew had traveled so many miles, not just many miles, but it was dangerous for him to travel with the Bibles during the time. And now he's sitting in a position where he's like, there's absolutely no way of telling if these men are really genuine Christians or maybe they are, government informants. Mm-hmm. So finally, as they were sitting there, Brother Andrew then realized that his Romanian Bible on the desk, and he reached out to it and pulled out his Dutch Bible. And we are then told that he turned into 1 Corinthians 16, verse 20 out of his Bible, and he pointed to the Bible that the citizens could also read in their own language. And when they realized the Bible, they also smiled and said, okay, maybe we're getting somewhere with this conversation. Mm-hmm. And he found a chapter, and that chapter and that verse speaks about, it says, all the brethren greet you, greet one another with a holy kiss. So when they realized this, and when they read it in their own language, the same, then, they beamed back at Andrew, and they were happy and excited. And one of them then looked in his Bible, and he read, or he found Proverbs 25, verse 25. So as the other was looking at the verse, he showed the other one. And so that the other one could read in their own language. And in Proverbs 25:25, it says, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. So they continued like this, finding verses to use them, to communicate, in their own language. And they were so happy with this fellowship, and they were able then to cross all the cultural boundaries that separated them. And this was a joyful experience that he had with these brothers. So that's the story of Brother Andrew.
Wow, that's nice, man. That's nice. Now, tell us, in light of today's lesson, the secret of growth through fellowship, what is the significance of meeting with fellow believers on a regular basis?
Yeah, so one of the things maybe tying up then, you know, between yesterday and today is that one of the things or the benefits about baptism is that you are, but when one gets baptized, they get baptized into a body of believers. And, you know, the benefits of that is the fellowship and the ministry that is done together. So when you talk about fellowship, the first example that comes to mind is Jesus himself. And you know, some of the instances that one can recall where Jesus actually, you know, fellowshipped. We read, for instance, in Luke 4, verse 16, that Jesus, when he went back to his home country or hometown, the Bible says, as it was his custom, he went to the synagogue. You know, the second reference point, I call it parties, for in our terms, you know. So Jesus attended different parties, if I can call it that, right? You know, he performed his first miracle at a wedding in Cana. You know, we also know that he went to into two parties, if you allow me to continue using that.
That's all right.
At the Pharisee's house, where his feet got washed, you know. He also went to Bethany as well, where he was invited. Again, his feet got washed. We find Jesus, for instance, sitting with sinners and tax collectors. We read about that in Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. And when you read also in John 11 about Lazarus and his sisters, you can actually tell that Jesus also fellowshipped with these siblings. And so these are separate or different instances where we show Jesus himself and in different scenarios of fellowship. And these verses reveal that fellowship was a big thing for Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And they also reveal that fellowship takes place almost anywhere. I say almost in inverted commas. I'm not sure if it does really can take if it can really take place everywhere. But I think point I'm trying to emphasize there is fellowship is not limited to church. And fellowship is also not limited to making sure that we are church every Sabbath. I think that's the point that I'm trying to make there.
Okay.
And the verse and these verses, different scenarios, they make it categorically clear that Jesus also was not a respecter of persons. You know, he fellowshipped with people of all social classes, you know, genders, and even the so-called sinners as well. You know, so and I've learned personally that, you know, this Christian journey is very challenging to navigate alone. You need others. And guess that's why we say no man is an island. And again, you know, fellowship is not a Christian phenomenon in inverted commas, right? You know, we hear about fellowship in colleges and you read about fellows in societies. However, what is common in the different settings of fellowship is that, you know, people that are in the fellowship have something in common that they share, you know. And that's why then it is important for us to regularly be in fellowship with people of common beliefs, because that then is the support structure that we require to navigate this journey of life.
Beautiful. And I think it's quite important to take this fellowship quite seriously. You know, in my language, it is you know, don't be weary of meeting one another. Now, you know, this you shared when we started the story of, you know, Brother Andrew. And I'm wondering what that story teaches us about, you know, crossing cultural barriers through shared faith in Christ.
Yeah, look, I think it's a very, that's why it's a profound story, because I was really thinking, you know, what could be one reference point that we could use is this. And the one that, two that came to mind, I'll just read one verse, which is Matthew 24, verse 14, which says, "This good news of the gospel will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and the end of the age will come." So the theme of all nations is also captured in our core beliefs when you think of the three angels' messages in Revelation 14 and verse 6 in particular. So this theme of of all nations is an important theme for us as Christians. And my personal observation is that cultural barriers are man-made. And if I may add, they're Satan inspired.
Wow.
When you consider certain scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus gives his instruction to the disciples in Matthew 28, guess what it says again?
Mm-hmm.
Go make disciples of all nations.
Yep.
You know? So you see that in Jesus's mind, inclusion and breaking down of barriers is a priority for him, you know. And we as Christians living in 2024 are fortunate that we will not be seen as breaking the law if we share the gospel with others. And that's the fortunate part that we find ourselves in. You know, when we were growing up, we were told that there will be times where, you know, there are times that are coming where we won't have this freedom of sharing the gospel. So in essence, Andrew's story is teaching us that we must do all it takes to ensure that the gospel reaches all nations.
Beautiful stuff, man. It's a fantastic story. Thank you so much, Andrew, man. It's been a fantastic one with you. And of course, from yesterday until today, I must say thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure, you know, talking to you here on AWR. Blessings to you and to your entire family.
Thanks, my elder, to you too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.